Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Super Bowl. It's Monday, February the 13th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to work our way through Super Bowl 20, 30, 50. What was it? Super Bowl 57?
Bingo. Yeah.
Was it?
Yep. I think so.
You know how I remember that? I remember seeing the Roman numerals flash across the screen last night.
I hate Roman numerals.
And I remember,
really?
Isn't that funny then? Why? What's there to be a fan about? What it is good for your brain because it requires you to actually think about what those numbers mean.
Things are, but it's funny because when you started saying which Super Bowl was it, my brain went to 2023, the year, and then it got stuck on 23. And I'm like, I know we are not in Super Bowl 23, but my brain did not want to accept any other number in its capacity.
Well, there you go. So apparently the big deal, other than the people who want to make a hero out of Mahomes, he's just a kid playing football. Hello. And he's a good football player. And so that's great. The worst call in Super Bowl history is what you're hearing and reading. And it was, I think I had watched the last part of the game and the overtime part, and I watched to see what
Wait,
the
what part
various
was that?
Commentators.
The after the game commentary?
No, it was during the game.
It didn't go to overtime. It didn't go to overtime.
Yeah, but it was the commentary of one of the guys who had been a football player. I don't know who it was because he didn't identify. That's one of the things about the Super Bowl. It's like bad radio when people don't tell you who's on the air. You hear people go on and on and on and on and on and on. You don't know who is the host of the program. You don't really know what the essence of it. I mean, these are commentators for sure, but I don't know who they are. And I would like to know who they are. It'll be, I was surprised, well, I wasn't surprised. I don't think Tom Brady, by the way, I'm going to take a side street here. I think they tried to get Tom Brady to do it, but this is complete speculation on my part, but because there's so much in the local newspapers here, the Worcester paper, the Providence paper, the two papers in Boston, the Portland Maine paper, full of Bob Kraft has offered Tom Brady whatever he wants.
Well, he also said he would just come back for one day and retire as a Patriot.
Yeah. Well, so when's he going to do that? It's not going to be this season. So he'd play for a day with the Patriots? Is that the story?
He wouldn't even have to play. He'd just sign with the team, and then he'd retire as a Patriot.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I'd rather see him playing.
I definitely would want to see him play. But with such a long history with the Pats, it just almost seems fitting for him to retire as a Pat.
Yeah. So what about what you did, Jennifer? I think Jay and I were both on the same page earlier. What did you do during the game? Did you watch the game?
Did you have a party? I thought it was not really. I had a really, Sundays are Sundays. It's like a school day. Time to.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know a lot of people call out today because they have way too much fun on Super Bowl. But I don't really have a team. I was rooting for Kansas City, so I was happy about the outcome. But, no, my aunt and my cousin are in town. My aunt lives here now, but my cousin came to town. And so they came over and we had spaghetti and too many little dips and things like that and just hung out and watched the game. It was pretty low-key, but it was fun because I find when you watch with too many people, you don't really get to see the commercials and stuff like that because everybody's yip-yapping.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was actually just kind of fun to just be low-key. I typically don't do a lot for Super Bowl because, I don't care. Sunday.
Especially if you're into the halftime show. You're like, you're really interested in watching the halftime show. You can't just be like, hey, everybody, hush up and pay attention.
I think I went to one real Super Bowl party in my life, and it was the Black Eyed Peas. It was years ago. It was the Black Eyed Peas, and I really wanted to watch it, and I couldn't hear a thing. So it was actually really nice to just kind of, you know, just hang out and watch TV and look at your emails in between boring plays and stuff like that. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's that. Mardi, the next celebration is Mardi Gras, which is next week. There are a lot of people who are hustling, making money. This is something new. I have not experienced this before because I'm like the football. I don't pay any attention to Mardi Gras either. It's just another. It's next Tuesday.
Lent starts next Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, next Tuesday. Yeah. So Fat Tuesday next week, the 21st. And apparently what's going on where else do they have parades besides New Orleans? There probably are Mardi Gras parades around the country, right? Different cities, or is it just in New Orleans where have the party?
I think it's pretty much like New Orleans is the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
So here's the story of a fellow who holds spots on the parade route and gets paid for it. His name is Freebird Dittmar, an interesting name. Right?
I'm sure Freebird, that was a given name.
Yeah, right, exactly. He says he apparently holds, he's a carpenter, but he goes out during the Mardi Gras parades and holds places for people and then charges them $2,500 if it's a group. To hold a spot for them. Other people are paying $800 for an individual spot on the route.
I guess if it was your dream to go to Mardi Gras, and this guy's willing, that way it allows you to see New Orleans. You don't have to just sit on the street. It would probably be, I guess, a service if somebody really wanted to
be
there.
Also, how can you have more than one client? You know what I mean?
Unless you have people.
Yeah. This is one person who he says this year he has three big groups paying him $2,500 each to hold certain St. Charles Avenue spots. Mm-hmm. And then there's another group paying for $800 on a different spot on the route. And it's like, how can one person physically hold all that space?
Mm-hmm. He's got employees, Jay. This is his business. Yeah. He's got his cousin.
Big business.
His wife, Mrs.
Not
Bird.
So free bird. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, 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 bird. Bird is the word. Here's some news locally here in the Boston papers today. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has developed artificial intelligence that will be able to predict lung cancer risk 6 years before you get it. How about that? Talk about finding a needle in a haystack.
That's incredible.
This has been going on. The research, they've been working on this for 6 years. And because lung cancer is the deadliest cancer, and because so many people have been breathing either cigarette smoke or pot smoke, or things from factories, living in places where it is extraordinarily difficult to actually breathe, and so you get lung cancer. There are a combination of different things. I'm not going to tell you or presume to sound like I know what I'm talking about radiologically, but this thing looks like there's an optimism here around this. The only people who aren't going to like this are the folks that are like the Cancer Centers of America, whose business it is to treat cancer. They don't want to have you. They don't want to. Listen, let's not disrupt this great payday by finding a cure. We're finding a way to screen cancer out. So there are some models that predict various cancers a year or so out, but this is really pretty. So we've been in and out of artificial intelligence. I think we spent some time on this last week. I don't know whether I think this is good or bad. I think it maybe is too early. I think in some circumstances it'll probably be great like this.
Can I help you? It's both. AI is completely scary. It is.
Yeah, it is.
If you look at how it's going to be with chats, they can line out pieces of our culture and tell you what you want to know, take away the need for critical thinking. It's just going to tell you what to think. It's creepy in that department. But, you know, there's also the bright side where you can have these things that are going to detect disease better, and people are going to make a lot of money off of that kind of stuff.
Always look on the bright side of life. Remember that song from Monty Python? always look on the bright. So what's the bright side of Marjorie Taylor Greene putting her thumb down? Chris Christie was on one of the Sunday morning programs yesterday. I just read this out of the corner of my eye. I thought it was worth a comment while you were still here, Jennifer. Christie says anybody doing this sort of thing made a big mistake. It doesn't look good for
the booing at the Republican.
Yeah, right. And it doesn't. But you know, these people are classless. I mean, look at the outfit that she
had on.
I agree
that it's not a good look. Decorum is disappearing in politics. But I will also say it's not a good look to blatantly lie as the President of the United States. So they both have egg on their
face. But it doesn't make it one, two wrongs don't make a right.
I understand. Biden, that's why I said it's not okay to lie. It's, you know, it's also probably not the right spot to call it out, but it's like people are just getting frustrated. Like, where do we call this out? Because, you know, nobody's going to do an interview with Marjorie Taylor Greene and ask her why she thought that was a lie. They're going to focus on, oh, Biden said this, and that's it. End of story. We don't have any journalism to get both sides of the...
Well, and also, he pinpointed, what did he say, some Republicans, like, calling people out, and that creates more division. That should not be what a State of the Union address is about.
No, not at all. I just think the tactics here. So there was a big shootout in an L.A. nightclub. Here's another couple of 19-year-olds taken into custody in connection with this shooting. Where was this place? Whenever I see L.A. together, I'm thinking Los Angeles. It is, for the lazy journalists, it's Louisiana.
Louisiana, right.
Hello.
I was going to say, I don't think there was that. I didn't hear about that in L.A. this weekend.
Yeah. No. So, but yet another just
more of the
shooter.
Same thing.
It's almost, why do we even bother to talk about it anymore? Because it's becoming, it's becoming pedantic as much as anything else. The war in Ukraine appears to be on the cusp of a new phase because Russia over the weekend intensified its missile attack and they brought in 300,000 green troops that have been, so far 10% of them are dead. So that they're just using them for fodder. What kind of, you know, under the circumstances, think about that for a second. If you don't think about anything else, and why this guy hasn't been brought up by The Hague on charges of international, what do they go after you for? International something or other, but he's a war criminal. That's what they should get him on. 18 after, this is Good Day.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Secrets. That's what we have here. Going to uncover some secrets in this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner is here on the Good Day Show. Social media now in focus. We've asked you to present some thoughts about the Super Bowl last night, the commercials, the Rihanna concert, halftime show, et cetera, et cetera. So, Jay, you can share some of these with me. Michael Durr said commercials were pretty good. Halftime show was interesting. Final score was great. What I didn't like, and this always annoys me, is when singers put their own spin on the national anthem. I really disliked last night's version, the Chris Stapleton version. Okay, well, there you go.
I guess to each their own.
Exactly. Chris Burton writes, the weather was great here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. I spent my time outside enjoying the weather. Let's see here. What else have we got? Krista Ann went to see the movie Magic Mike. I want to see that. This is how people, instead of going, halftime.
It was really good. I saw the first one. I saw the second one. Didn't really care for it. But the third one, I had no desire to see the third one until I saw the trailer. And I want to see this. With the the Super Bowl, Jenny McLaughlin said that she just wanted to see the Umbrella. Ella.
Here's Liz who says, when I saw the whole backup dancers' costumes, I realized what had happened to the Chinese balloon fabric.
That's a good one, Liz.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's see. Greg Donahue writes, game was competitive and well played, as the championship should be. Left halftime show early, just wasn't doing anything for me. See, that's what I think. Sometimes they're trying to be too cool, or they're trying to be too hip, or they're trying to bring in younger viewers, or whatever it is, and much of the time it falls flat. I don't think Rihanna is a universal. She's done well in her demographic. She's done well with her business. People know who she is. But I don't think her music and her lyrics appeal to everybody.
What?
And that's why
she has some of her older stuff is still played very heavily on radio stations that more adult contemporary kind of stuff is listening to. And she didn't play those. And I think that was some of the complaints that people were hoping to hear.
Yeah. Here's Mr. Carnegie. He says, I don't watch the game. It's the best day to take a drive. You know, I said that earlier when I was out and about doing farm stuff. There were very few people. I was in the western part of the state driving back with a load of feed for my cows, and there was nobody on the road. I thought that was very interesting. Yeah. And anyway, let's see. Jeff Talton liked Chris Stapleton best. Joanne Chloe said only watched Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton, isn't that interesting? We had a comment earlier, yeah, he was no good. I don't like that. And then other people said they loved it. John Whitehead, commercials were decent. I didn't watch the concert. Walt Eddings writes, it was vulgar and disgusting. She's pregnant and grabbing her butt like a stripper.
Oh, can I point this out, though? Because, Rihanna did the exact same moves her backup dancers were doing, who, for the most part, were men. And then there were some women that joined a little bit later, but were men. People only complained about the moves that Rihanna was doing, which were the same moves that the men up there were doing. But nobody complained about the men. Just pointing that out, Walt.
Jay Martin was reading the history of stand-up comedy while the game was on. Let's see. Heather Hayes said it was a boring halftime show. That seems to be it. Let's see here. Jeremy said halftime show was terrible. Game was subpar. All right. Well, I guess it depends. If you don't have a team that you're excited about, and I think that's it. Kansas City doesn't excite a lot of people unless you're Midwest.
Unless you're
Philadelphia doesn't excite people because they don't like Philadelphia, so there you go. 28 after on Good Day.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The suspect who opened fire, killing three people and critically wounding five others on the campus of Michigan State University, is dead. MSU Police Interim Deputy Chief Chris Rossman held a news conference overnight.
That suspect is, we now know, is a 43-year-old male. That 43-year-old male is not affiliated in any way with Michigan State University. He's not a student, faculty, staff. And we have no idea why he came to campus to do this.
A rare 1908 Harley-Davidson motorcycle is now the most expensive bike ever sold at auction. Mercom Auction in Las Vegas took to Facebook to share that the strapped tank motorcycle sold for $935,000 on January 28th. The record-breaking bike had been restored, but is believed to be the only one of a dozen or so left in the world.
Julio Flores, USA News.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Off we go, another half hour here of the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on Monday, February the 13th. Lucky February the 13th. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to you. I just had somebody send me an early Valentine. Very sweet. A friend of many years. And it's nice to have that sort of thing, especially she's listening, and she said, now there, it isn't all the men doing it for the women. Here's a woman wishing you a happy Valentine's Day, which I thought was nice. The idea of friendships, relationships, things that mean something to us, we all have different levels, I think, of expectation from our relationships, whether they be family relationships, whether they be love relationships, whether they be work relationships, or just friendships. You know, you have relationships that we have different levels and different degrees. Yesterday I spent 3.5 hours with a fellow farmer that is very close. I've been close to this family for a long, long, long time. My cattle dealer, and so the brother, the two brothers run the farm, and I happened to be up there getting some feed, and we decided we would take the afternoon and ride around and get some historical perspective on the farms in the area. And it was one of the nicest afternoons I've spent. He's a wonderful guy, and we just talked about our families. We talked about the farms. We talked about what, you know, where we all are in life, because we're all not, we're not, there's more time behind us than there is in front of us. So, you know, you talk about things like that. But it's a good, really true friendship. And I find that relationships are great when somebody accepts who you are, whether it's the here and now or whether it's the past. You know, I talk about the present all the time because I think that's the only thing that we have any influence over. We don't know what the future holds. We can't do anything about the past. So it's now. It's the here and now. It's Tolle's book about the now. And it is the now. So when I see things, when people are worked up about the past, this is something that really works me up. And I'm going to share it with you because I think it's something we all ought to be conscious of. We are. We have these law and order folks. I have been accused of being a law and order, whatever the hell that means, a law and order person. I think I'm a practicalist when it comes to punishment, law, order, and I'm not talking about the TV shows, even though I'm a fan of the TV shows. What I'm not a fan of is the people who are in jail now that marijuana has been legalized in, what, 26 states, 28 states?
Yeah.
And there are people still in jail who are only in jail because they were convicted of possession. I came across a story in New York State. Here it is. You can smoke pot anywhere you want to. This is a story of Frederick Volkman, who was in jail for smoking pot and for having pot on his person. Now, this was in like 2009, I think he was. He had a felony marijuana charge. He got out of prison, and somehow he violated the term of his probation. And I'm not sure what that violation was, but by all accounts, it wasn't serious. So he was put back in jail. He was sent to a maximum security prison, locked up with violent criminals. He did his best to avoid confrontations, but at 26 years of age, he was involved in a fight, and he got stabbed and cut and has been in serious condition in the prison hospital. He was talking to some reporter about other people who have been sent there to a maximum security prison, committed suicide because they smoked pot. What in the world? I mean, I get so angry when I see these stories, like there's nobody at home, there's nobody watching the store, there's nobody who's got a brain in their head. This guy shouldn't be in jail, should have been taken. As soon as the law has changed. Right. Well, but the law has changed.
Yes, should have been out.
So what are you doing still in jail?
Yeah, and there's no wrongfully imprisoned, because that was a law at the time, broke the law, shouldn't have been in maximum security, but broke the law. But yeah, everybody who is in prison or jail because of something that is no longer a crime should be released.
Yeah, it's really
immediately, this is, pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy is apparently now going to be released from jail, but the fact is that he was there, he shouldn't have been there. As a matter of fact,
haven't we heard stories about people who go for a lesser crime and then they hook up with some of these more hardened
criminals,
and then they learn, learn
how to be crooks,
and then they learn things way worse than what they were doing that put them in there. And then when they are released out onto the streets, like, what isn't that? I feel like that's a film where somebody went into prison for marijuana and then ends up becoming a drug lord for cocaine, because of what they learned in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and then, so here we go with something that makes no sense whatsoever to anybody who has any common sense. And here's this guy who now at 26 years of age has a, what I don't understand, I mean, he's had this experience. But the law a year or so ago expunged over 100,000 convictions. And the law has decriminalized small amounts of marijuana. There were another couple of 100,000 cases. Imagine the people in jail and what it's costing the taxpayer to keep these people in jail. I don't smoke pot. I don't like it. I don't. There were people saying, you know, well, you were going to have it grow on your farm. Yeah, I was, if I could have made a deal to get somebody to build a plant that I could have used to pay the mortgage off. But do I use it? No. Do I think it's horrible? Yeah. But I also think that it's horrible to have these people in jail for smoking pot when there's people all over the place drinking legal liquor and being getting out on the road and they kill people. The people that are smoking tobacco products that are dying like flies of lung cancer and heart disease every day, that's legal.
Well, and not only recreational, but medicinal. When you think of marijuana used in the medicinal sense in place of opioids, that matters. Absolutely.
Yeah. A Yale professor suggesting that older people in Japan should die by mass suicide. Imagine how well this went over.
Good grief.
Oh, my God. You know, it's very interesting. The Japanese culture is one we've focused on. I don't mean we, me, you, and I, but I find the most interesting thing about Japanese culture is their medical, the way they handle their medical problems, their being sick in Japan. If you go to a doctor, did you know this? If you went to a doctor in Japan and you didn't get fixed, you're not to pay him. You only pay the doctor in Japan if you are well after the treatment. So if you don't, if you're sick and you're still sick, you don't pay the doctor. I know Fabius.
Yes. Can we please adapt that?
Yeah. United States government says if you're an American citizen and you're in Russia, you better get out fast. Leave Russia immediately because of the war in the Ukraine and the risk of arbitrary arrest. The Russians are arresting foreigners all over the place, putting them in jail. So just get out.
So at this point, would you even be able to get out if this is something they're already doing?
No, I think you can if you're smart about it. But most of the flights in and out of Moscow, Delta had a flight from Atlanta to Moscow. They canceled. I don't think there are any American carriers that are going into Russia at all anymore. And so, you know, and why would you be there in the first place with all this huzzerai going on? Makes no sense. Speaking of huzzerai, Bernie Sanders is leading the Senate Health Committee now. He has the power to summon billionaires to testify before Congress. These people that have made a lot of money in health care and otherwise. He says he's going to get everybody who's a tax cheat. I don't know what that has to do with being the chairman of the Senate Health Committee, but I find Bernie Sanders an interesting character, but pretty much a blowhard, and he looks like he's a maniac. You look into his eyes when he's talking. You ever look into his eyes, this guy? Look into Bernie Sanders' eyes. You think you're looking at somebody who's like completely out of his mind.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that.
Excuse me. Huh? Yeah, well, take a good look. In People News, Blake Lively has given birth to a lively fourth child. Ryan Reynolds has managed to get her pregnant four times at least.
Well, see, they're both children of big families.
Are they?
He had quite a few brothers growing up. He was the youngest of a bunch of boys.
Yeah.
She has... What, how many sisters or siblings does Blake Lively have? They both have big families. So to have four children, it's probably like, oh, we still have a very small family.
I think having four children is an outrage. And it's great if you love children, but contributing to the population surge, the fact that we're pretty much at zero population growth now in America, which is good as far as I'm concerned. I think we have too many people. We can't manage what we have. Imagine what's going on in India. They're not going to be able to manage. They can't manage that country now at all. They're going to be the biggest, the largest in terms of population country in the world. People living on top of each other. There's an explosion waiting to happen over there. Be sure of that. Did you watch?
Congratulations, Blake and Ryan.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Nice job. The Puppy Bowl. Did you watch that?
A little bit of it. It was cute, but there was, I didn't watch it for very long, and there was this one little dog who was shaking and in the one tunnel thing, hiding from the rest, and I felt so bad. I just was like, can a human please go pick up and hold this puppy?
That's, yeah, right.
Yeah, did you watch
it? It's not a natural. What are you, how do you, no, those, they don't know what they're, what's going on. They're just there in that unnatural setting. I think it's cruelty.
Well, some of them are having fun. It's like being at puppy daycare or something. They're just playing around and having fun. But others, not all dogs like to be around other dogs.
No, that's right. Charlotte doesn't like most of the females that she's around. I mean, Daisy, I say Charlotte all the time. With Charlotte was the first and Daisy's the second. Here's, let's go back to babies for a second. The story of the preemie who was given a 10% chance of survival has really done a... This fellow, Jamie Moore, when he was born, weighed 1 pound, 8 ounces.
Yes.
And look at what he's done with his life. He's a genius prodigy.
The placenta stopped working at 20 weeks, and the baby was no longer getting nutrients. The pregnancy could not progress, would not progress. So he had to take it out. And, he's 4 years old. Not only did he survive the odds, but is like this total genius.
Yep. Isn't that cool? Good for him. His mother is 38 years old. He's known as, he's a savant, an idiot. Well, not an idiot savant, he's just a savant, which is the same as a prodigy when you're younger. There is some good news. 48 after, this is Good Day.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towels that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Idiots walk among us. They're lazy, lazy, lazy. Idiots talk among us. Their speech is often hazy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What good is sitting alone,
in the room?
Come hear the music play. Life is a
cabaret.
Come to the cabaret.
Alright, I can sing this as well as she does. I have to prove that. Alright, so Chucker. Chucker is your movie moments on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. Why are we playing? That's what's her face in her version of it, right?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, daughter of Judy Garland, singing. And she's in ill health, I think, now, isn't she? She's probably
got to be up there. Yeah, I mean, like, she came out of the Oscars, I think, last year or the year before.
All right, so why are we playing Cabaret?
Because that movie, This Day in Movie History, February 12, 1972, was released in theaters. I'm looking at a stat in front of me. I usually don't look at stats. I go by the top of my head, but this is an interesting one. Cabaret in 1972 sold 24,309,000 tickets, grossed $41,326,000 at the box office. So the average price of a ticket was less than $2, like $1.50. Now here, look at this stat. In that same year, right, the biggest movies: The Godfather, The Poseidon Adventure, What's Up, Doc, Deliverance. The Godfather, 78 million tickets sold, did 133 million at the box office. So they were selling tickets for like $1.30 to go in. Right?
Those are the good old days, Chucker.
Yes.
See you later, alligator.
Those were the days when people literally lined up around city blocks.
Those were the AMC. Have we talked about that? I think we did talk about AMC wanting to change the way they price tickets according to where you sit.
Me and Jay talked about that. I think you were out.
Jay and I talked about it. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Whatever. I always get criticized for my grammar and my language.
Yes, because your grammar is horrible, but it's okay. We still, I know you. I get that. All right.
What is your point? Yeah, they want to charge less money if you sit in the last few rows at AMC. Probably a buck more if you sit in the middle forward. I would never sit in the front row at a movie theater.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Awful. Terrible.
Why they design movie theaters with those seats, I have absolutely no idea. Some people say they like it. I don't get it.
Nah.
It's got to be a masochist to like sitting in the first couple rows of a movie
theater. All right. I got the. I have the theme for the next movie, the next flyby movie with Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be with a women pilot or a team of women pilots after yesterday's flyover
at
the Super Bowl. Put a woman.
Sell out one.
Yeah, exactly.
You sit in the pitch meeting. I think that works, actually.
Yeah, it does work. I think it's great.
Let me just say this before we run out of time. Okay. Of all those trailers they showed, Burr Fresno, that was a really good game. It was good entertainment. There were no nerves in that game, which surprised me. Like, they were scoring right off the bat. Usually the players are nervous, the stage is enormous, and it takes, like, two quarters before they feel comfortable and it becomes a normal football game. But anyway, of all those movie trailers they showed yesterday during the game, the one, The Flash, when Michael Keaton comes on and says, "I'm Batman," that honestly, that made my day. Like, that was awesome. Like, I didn't care about the game. Like, I had to go on YouTube and watch the full-length trailer like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
That was incredible. For me, that was so reflective of going back to 1989 and watching Michael Keaton's Batman, the first live-action serious Batman on the big screen. Mark my words, The Flash, for all the troubles of that actor Ezra Miller, that will be the biggest hit this year. Yep.
What about James Gunn, the director of Batman, says George Clooney
running DC, but he's not the dad. He said what?
No, George Clooney. There's a rumor that George Clooney is going to come back as a Batman character.
Well, here's what happened. There's this film blogger, I forget her name, but she's pretty much a lunatic. But anyway, she said at the end of The Flash, they refilm stuff where there's a new Batman going forward who's an old Batman. And there was speculation, oh, it's Christian Bale, which I think would have been really cool. And then they say it can't be Val Kilmer because his health is horrible.
Right.
But then they say, oh, maybe it's George Clooney. It's not going to be George Clooney. I think Warner Brothers and James Gunn, they're out of their mind if they don't think a Batman movie standalone with Michael Keaton would make a ton. It would make $2 billion. Like, if they just discount, oh, Michael Keaton's 70, he's too old to play Batman, people would line up around city blocks to see Michael Keaton as Batman, you'll see.
Number one movie at the box office this weekend was?
The third entry in Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
$8.6 million.
Everybody I know wants to see that movie. Everybody wants to see that movie. As opposed
to
some of
the many people.
Thanks.
Why it only made $8.6 million.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Chuck
and
Curry.
Have a good day, Doug.
Yeah, you have a good day too. On the Good Day program, where Jay and Doug are wishing you a fond farewell for this hour, 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.